to an exit on the stage, towards the water. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون اتقوا الله وأطيعوه، إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. First of all, I want to say that it's a big honor to attend a Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's an honor to even pronounce the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our tongues. And today I learned a lesson just sitting here that struck me that I didn't understand Urdu, but the emotion and the love that is in the heart of the speakers are really astonishing and really make one person wonder from where they are getting that so much love to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we cannot find it somewhere else. I attended a lot of events. Every day there is a milad now, alhamdulillah, in America, and I attended a lot of them. You cannot feel what I felt today. Even I didn't understand. Only from their speeches. And I felt myself so small that whatever they are going to say is not going to be anything for the respect and love of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. This is the first Prophet's birthday that I have attended from many, that really the only thing was love of Prophet, nothing else. No politics, no nothing except how much everyone can describe highly Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. And I like to add on what they have said, because I don't know if they have said it or not, because I don't know the language. But I'm going to add from what they have said. I was able to pick up the Arabic words. And they mentioned something that I would like to shed light on. Our Holiness, His Holiness, was saying, "Ya too much," in his speech. Ya. And Hujjatul Islam was saying also, "Ya see," too much. So I picked these two words, and I'd like to add on it something that's very important. If you take the ya, that two letters, which consist of the first letter alif of the alphabet and the last letter alif of the alphabet, the ya. And the whole Quran, the word and the letters of the whole Arabic language, is between the alif and between the ya. Means all ulum, every science, every knowledge, every word, every description that we are describing today, or any word around this world, is between these two letters, the Aleph and the Ya. Nothing else. The Aleph represents Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the first letter of Allah. The Ya represents the last letter of the alphabet. It is the first letter of the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yasin. Means between the Aleph and the Ya, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the name of Sayyidina Muhammad, the Ya Yasin, the whole knowledge, the whole creation is inside that. And when we call Ya Allah, we use that two letters, Ya and Aleph. Means we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his door, and his door is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why the Ya comes before the Aleph. Because if you want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything, the intermediary and the intercessor for us is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So any word you want to ask, any dua you want to ask, it has to begin with Ya Allah. And Ya Allah or Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to begin with the letter Ya and the word letter Aleph. When they mentioned these two words, it came to me that, subhanAllah, how much we are so small. Like Sayyidina Jibreel and Sayyidina Khidr one time, Khidr alayhi salam asked Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, do you know the beginning of the creation? And when that creation has been created? He said, Ya Khidr, one time I asked that question in myself, it was in my mind, and it was in an inspiration that I am feeling. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me, Ya Jibreel, move with all your speed that you can move. When Jibreel used to come to dunya on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a revelation, he used to use two wings. Every wing is covered the whole universe. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Sayyidina Jibreel, when he opened his wings, they covered the whole universe. He used to come on Prophet with two wings. When Allah ordered him to move, he used his 600 wings. Sayyidina Jibreel has 600 wings according to Imam Suyuti. And he traveled with this force. After 70,000 years of traveling through the universe, he was not seeing except white crystal like sand. Very small crystals, you cannot describe them. As he was moving with that speed, he was seeing these oceans of crystals. And then Allah said to him, stop, he was tired. And in the middle of that ocean of crystals that has no beginning and no end, there was a trunk of a tree, green. And there was a green bird. And that bird, his job is go down, pick one crystal, go up, eat it, and go down another time. Take that crystal, go up, eat it, and go another time. And he said, Ya Rabbi, who is that bird? That there is nothing there except that bird. He said, Ya Shabri, this is my beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. And he said, what are these crystals? He said, these crystals are complete universes with all their creation inside them. He is Prophet from beginning, he is Prophet from end. And that's why when Prophet was being asked about what Allah has created first, he said, Allah created first the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But many people leave the end of the hadith, and I will read the whole hadith as it came. عفرم عبد الرزاق بسنده عن جابر قال قلت يا رسول الله بأبي أنت وأمي أخبرني عن أول شيء خلقه الله تعالى قبل الأشياء. قال يا جابر إن الله تعالى خلق قبل الأشياء نور نبيك. So I will translate the English quickly because we don't want to go through the whole Arabic. He said, oh Jabir, the first thing that Allah created was the light of your prophet from his light. And that light remained in the midst of his power, turning, for as long as he wished. And there was not at that time a tablet or a pen or a paradise or a fire or an angel or a heaven or an earth. There was not. Many people, they say today, what is the Big Bang? What is Big Bang? And it is an explosion. Explosion of what? And that hadith explains that explosion. It's the explosion of the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah said, be. Allah said, kun. And kun is kaf and noon. The kaf is one letter and noon is another letter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned وَأَمْرُهُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالْنُورِ. He doesn't need to say noon. When he say kun, the beginning, the kaf is enough that for this light to expand and to bring that universe into existence. In any way, when this explosion happened in this universe where there is no gravity, what will happen according to physics or science when an explosion happens in a vacuum? Everything will be continuous, shattering, moving in an energy, in a speed, not stopping. What stopped that? Everything was stopped at the right place at the right time. Who stopped that? It's the noon. Because Allah's order is between the cup and the moon. So the driving force that stopped everything in its place was the moon. And the noon is noon wal qalam wa ma yasturun. Allah is praising Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the third letter of Yaseen. Yaseen and noon. And then he said, and when Allah wished to create creation, He divided that light into four parts. And from the first made the pen. From the first light he made the pen and said to the pen, write. And he said, well, I'm going to write. And Allah said, write, La ilaha illallah. And the pen wrote, La ilaha illallah, 70,000 years, and stopped. And then Allah said, write. And he said, well, I'm going to write. He said, Muhammad Rasulullah. And the pen wrote Muhammad Rasulullah 70,000 years, but the pen said, Ya Rabbi, who is that Muhammad that you put your name with his name? He said, if not for Muhammad, I will not create the creation. From the second light, from the second part of the light, he created the tablets. From the third, he created the throne. Then he divided that light into four parts also. The fourth into four parts, and from them he created everything else. And all this is from the light of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu was salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created creation. O Muslims, O believers, the reality of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as everyone likes to hear and likes to describe, is not something that we can understand through our mind. The reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gave to Prophet is the life itself. If that life itself is not there, which is symbolized by Muhammad Rasulullah. That's why he said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. There is nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a servanthood except Muhammad Rasulullah. And Muhammad Rasulullah described the whole creation. And that's why they say, La ilaha illallah, hasbi Muhammad Rasulullah, shafa'ati. He is the shafa'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to humanity. La ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one responsible and the one that is going to be asked. The only one that every prophet is coming under his shafa'ah, is coming under him. Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wa salam. For this, today we are praising him and thinking about him. And Allah said in Holy Quran, وَعَلَمُ أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. When Allah said, you have to know that Muhammad is in you. The translation in English is say among you. But in reality, the Arabic word for it is in you. وَعَلَمُ أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. When Allah said, أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, is not only present, as some people they say, Hazar Nazar, he is always present, seeing and observing. Not only that, when Allah say, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and Allah has created everyone from Prophet's light, means the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in yourself. You are from that light, you have a part from that light that you are living with, and he is with you at every time, every moment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described. And through that light, Allah created us. And Allah created creation. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was saved from the fire of Namrud, he was saved for the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Nuh was saved in the ship, he was saved by the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Isa were saved, they were saved by the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then our Hujjat al-Islam mentioned about the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf. And he said it is not shirk. Is that? I want to tell you something very, very important. That if with the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf, Allah gave the sight for Sayyidina Yaqub, for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah mentioned that he is merciful in humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to give. If Prophet asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, save the whole Ummah, save the whole humanity from any harm that my faith might face them, Allah will not save them. Of course Allah will save them. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never give back what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked. Before drought, when there is a drought in a country or in a city, what we ask for? For rain, to give life to us. What is the month of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called? Rabi'. Rabi' in Arabic is what? It's spring. It comes after winter. Winter is what? It's birth. So the rain brings the spring. Without the rain, there is no spring. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil'alameen. Without that rahmah, there is no life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him. He said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, in the past tense. He had sent him from the beginning of recreation when he was a light in Allah's presence. Allah has sent him rahmah. From that time, from that rahmah was coming up, that light was coming up. That rabi' was coming up. That life for this universe was coming up from the mercy of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. For that, I'm not going to be too long. It's already 25 minutes. But I would like to say that wherever we are praising Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the whole Ummah is praising Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are still very, very small in respect to that praising. because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised him by being sacrificed. As many speakers, they said before, Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammad, annahi ummatahu an dar al-shaheem, mafkhar al-arab wal-ajam, مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد على أشرف العالمين سيدنا محمد الصلوات على is a miracle that they have discovered it recently. Since Imam Hujjat al-Islam mentioned that, the shirt of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam, with his shirt he gave sight to his father. Allah mentioned that. So, as Muslims, we believe that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi afdal salatu wassalam made a miracle to his father by getting the sight back. And that would give us a lot of understanding of intercession. But we are not describing the intercession now, and because we know that in Islam intercession is accepted and intermediary is accepted, that Prophet was teaching Sahaba to use him when they had a problem to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka wa atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika Muhammad nabiyyir rahma. Ya Muhammad, inni atawajjahu bika ila rabbi fi hajati hadhihi litughfar bi, Allahumma shafi'hu fiyya bi jahi 'indak. So everyone has a problem, especially the man who was not able to see, came to Prophet, and Prophet gave him that dua. And he was able to see by the barakah of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was practiced also after the time of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the Sahaba until today. We are not in that subject of intercession to Prophet, but I like to tell you something very important that they have discovered recently. The Quran mentioned that the shirt of Sayyidina Musa, or Sayyidina Yusuf, was sent to his father. When that shirt, when Sayyidina Yaqub put the shirt on his face, further than Basir. There are Muslim scientists and they are also at the same time the lovers of Awliya, the lovers of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all other prophets. They are not very literal. They take things only as they are seeing, and they don't want any interpretation. Because today, just now, Prophet Islam was interpreting the whole Quran. Whatever he said was interpretation. There was nothing literal. If you speak it in front of other people who are very literal, they will say, no, we don't accept that. And what Maulana said, His Eminence today, also poetry what he was saying, completely literally, interpretational things and poetry. So there are some people, they cannot understand that. But in any case, big ulama, they said, okay, white shirt? What happened with that shirt? Let us take it scientifically and to prove something that there's something there. So, Sayyidina Yusuf was wearing the shirt. Usually when you wear something, what happened? After 2-3 days, what you could do with it? They go and wash it. Why? Because it is the sweat inside the shirt will produce a smell and you want to shed and to wash it. So these Muslim scientists, and they are very good Muslim scientists, they said, okay, let us take 200 people and examine their sweat. And they took 200 people and they examined their sweat. They found that sweat is made of 52 different molecules, a different type of elements. They analyzed that through laboratories and they found it is made of 52 different elements. They begin to take these elements and they try it on blind people. And they find one of these 52 elements, if they use it as a drop in the eye, it will bring back the sight of someone who lost his sight. They discovered it 3 years ago. They gave it to Siba pharmaceutical company. They gave that to Siba, and Siba now producing that miraculous power of Holy Quran that is mentioned 1400 years by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are using it now, and it's going to be in the market, might be in 2006 or 2007. From that verse of Holy Quran, they were able to understand that problem, that's one thing that can bring. How Sayyidina Yusuf knew that? How Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that? Also he mentioned, Qul. Now just Imam Hujjat al-Islam mentioned, Qul. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah is saying to Prophet Qul. Why Allah has to say to Prophet Qul? Already he revealed the whole Quran in one night, Laylatul Qadr. It is very well known that the Holy Quran was revealed in one day, in one night. So what Allah wants the Prophet to say? When he tells him, Qul, means, Ya Muhammad, don't give everything. Say only this part. Don't say everything. These other things are hidden. They cannot take it, they cannot grasp it. Say to them only, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say to them, huwa Allah ahad. They don't need to know more. If they know more, then they are going to be, they are not going to be accepted as you are accepting Ya Muhammad from this Quran. That's why he said, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas. If you look in the Holy Quran, you look in Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allah didn't mention the human being. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Allah didn't mention the human being. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas, Allah mentioned the human being. Nas. It is the last surah in Holy Quran. The first surah of Holy Quran is Fatiha. It's all praising to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last surah of Quran is for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In between, everything was put in the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's why Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas came at the end, 114 surah.
O Muslims, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, greatness cannot be described. His nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be described. And if we describe more, then people will accuse us of shirk. But we say that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's servant and Allah is the creator. He is one, and we believe that Allah is one, and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant. May Allah forgive us. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Oh, actually, will Mike get around here? Anybody? No.
Thank you very much for your patience. I know children and the people that are getting hungry. We'll offer salatu salam, inshallah. And food is very
good.
After we are done with salatu salam, please use this door here. We'll be going out from here. Abu
Sahib. Abhi na dumi padi aa gaya. Abhi sahab aaiye.
Ya Shafiul Wara, salamun alayk. Ya Nabi al Huda, salamun alayk. Ya Shafiul Wara. سلسلہ سلام علی
سيدي يا حبيبي مولاي
سيدي يا حبيبي مولاي تم پہ اثر فدا سلام علی یا شفیع الورا سلام علی یا نبی الہدا سلام علی یا شفیع الورا دلوں میں مدال اللہ دائی کی دعائیں تھیں او ننی بچیاں چھتوں پہ چڑھ کر بجاتی اور رسول پاک کی جانب اشارے کر گاتی تھی طلع البدر علینا من سنیات الودائی کہ ہم ہیں بچیاں نجار کے عالی گھرانے کی خوشی ہے آمنہ کے لال کے تشریف لانے کی اور مبارک ہو کہ ختم الانبیاء تشریف لے آئے اور مبارک ہو محمد مصطفیٰ تشریف لے آئے طلع البدر علینا من سنیات الوداع وجب شکر علینا وجب شکر سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ روزے پہ بلا لیجئے سلطان مدینہ اور آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر کوئی کیسے ہو مہمان مدینہ اب تو تیبہ میں بلا لو حسرتیں دل کی نکالو اب تو طیبہ میں بلا لو حسرت دل کی مٹا لو یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیب سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا واسطہ باکا او صدقہ بی بی فاطمہ کا اور شہید کربلا کا اسلام جو پیاسا ہو تو یہ اپنا لہو دے اور خود تشنہ دہنگر ہو تو پانی نہیں ملتا اور اس درجہ ہے الفت میرے سرکار کو ان سے حسنین سے بڑھ کر کوئی جانی نہیں ملتا اور تن پانچ ہیں جو نور کی چادر کے امی ہے اور وہ نور ہے جس نور کا ثانی نہیں ملتا واسطہ آلِ عبا کا صدقہ بی بی فاطمہ کا جنت سے جنہیں مجدہ تطہیر ملا ہے جنت سے جنہیں مجدہ تطہیر ملا ہے الفت کا محبت کا شرافت کا گھرانہ اور جبریل امی آ کے دے ہر روز سلامی عظمت کا شجاعت کا شہادت کا گھرانہ اور دن رات پڑے جن پہ درود آپ بھی ہم بھی وہ ہے میرے سرکار رسالت کا گھرانہ واسطہ آلِ عبا کا صدقہ بی بی فاطمہ کا اور شہید کربلا کا اور شہید کربلا کا غم نہ ہو روزِ جزا کا یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا
یا در پہ بلا لینا سب پر کرم کرتا فطرت ہے محمد کی امداد میری کرنا مقبول دعا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا یا الہی
السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا شفیع المذنبین الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا راحت العاشقین الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا من ارسلہ اللہ تعالی رحمۃ للعالمین
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين
آمين.
اللهم اجعل أول لقائنا هذا صباحا وأوسطه فلاحا وآخره نجاحا
إلهي.
اللهم اجعل أوله رحمة وأوسطه نعمة وآخره تكريمة ومغفرة الحمد لله الذي تواضع كل شيء لعظمته وذل كل شيء لعزته وخضع كل شيء لملكه واستسلم كل شيء لقدرته
آمين.
والحمد لله الذي سكن كل شيء لهيبته وأظهر كل شيء بحكمته وتصاغر كل شيء بكبريائه اللهم أيقظنا في أحب الساعات إليك يا ودود اللهم بجاه حبيبك المصطفى ورسولك المرتضى سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله وأصحابه الكرام أن لا تدع لنا في مقامنا ومجلسنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا يسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم يسر أمور وفرج كروبنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم أظهر لنا صاحب الزمان سيدنا محمد المهدي عليه السلام وسيدنا عيسى عليه السلام بحرمة الفاتحة
الله
يا كنام
کھانا اس طرف سے ہے یا یا کیو بنا لیں کیو بنا لیں اور نماز ہم یہاں یہیں پیچھے پڑھیں گے اسی ہال میں اذان دے ہاں اذان دے دیجیے
السلام علیکم
ہاں ہاں کوئی نہیں اذان بتائیں گے نماز ہو جائے گی جن کو اتنا نماز
السلام علیکم یہ نماز چونکہ فرض ہے لہذا کوشش کریں کہ نماز پڑھ لیں اس لیے کہ وقت نماز کا مغرب کا وقت ہو گیا ہے اللہ اکبر اللہ
special mic that you can record straight